all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So the Hollywood Reporter claims that Sandra Bullock is going to star in a new Netflix thriller called Bird Box.
Ooh.
Set in a post-apocalyptic world, Sandra will play a woman who tries to row her two children to safety during an alien attack. She must take a 20-mile trip downriver while blindfolded. I don't get the blindfolded part.
What?
Maybe the aliens blindfolded.
Please tell me this is not going to be like Gravity, which the movie I never even saw, but literally the synopsis of it is about an hour and a half or 2 hours of Sandra Bullock flying in space.
And sweating, right?
It sounds boring.
I don't know. Blindfolded rowing down a river during an alien attack.
I'm not interested.
Okay. Like Sandra Bullock, though.
I do like Sandra Bullock. You know? She needs to do some more movies that are like, I don't know.
Speed.
The good ones.
We need to bring back Speed.
Speed, The Net, Hope Floats.
Okay.
Stuff
Let's
like
just
that.
Relive the 90s.
Yeah.
I can do that.
So Forbes has the list of their highest earning TV entertainers. And we're only halfway through the year, but they already got that list going. I'll go 5-1 here.
Okay.
Number 5, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, that's surprised me.
I know. Big surprise for me. $58 million. Huh. I think maybe when American Idol kicks back, if he's the host for it, it'll
put him up a few notches.
Gordon Ramsay making $60 million. Huh. Jerry Seinfeld, $69 million.
Is Jerry Seinfeld still doing...
Yeah, he's got...
Oh, he's got
Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
That's
so
right.
That counts as TV.
Yep, that counts.
Now, Ellen making $77
million. Not surprised. I like Ellen a bunch.
And guess who's number one?
Who?
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil.
How's that working out for you?
$79 million. Oh, is a lot of money.
I want Ellen to be doing better than Dr. Phil. Yeah. I want her to kick him out of that spot.
I don't think she will because she's getting ready to leave TV in the next year or so.
She needs to make this last year.
I would like
a red letter.
$90 million.
Exactly.
Please.
Just for 1 year, just so I can kick Dr. Phil out of that spot. Well, it's interesting.
Exactly.
I don't know. I feel like Dr. Phil's whole shtick is done.
Yeah, I'm done with Dr. Phil.
But apparently,
he's become Judge Judy.
Apparently, the world is not done with Dr. Phil yet.
It's not.
So, well, this is kind of obnoxious. So, Pink apparently is under fire for Instagramming a picture of her cooking dinner with her two kids. Sounds sweet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her baby is strapped to her chest while she handles a pan filled with vegetables. Her fans reacted, "Isn't that dangerous for the baby?" And what if something spits oil out in pan onto baby's head? People can't even type.
Yeah.
I just think
there's
it's kind of funny.
Words there.
I know. Or how about, "You, a great singer, don't need to expose your baby to boiling oil." Shocking picture. Just terrible. I love how people always have opinions on the way other people's parent.
Yeah.
People parent, yes.
I give her mad props for multitasking.
No kidding, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, not only are you juggling a kid right in front of you.
And you're cooking vegetables.
And you're cooking vegetables. And you
and
got
somehow
the,
you got
the
a picture taken of you. I don't,
next to you.
Is that a selfie? Yeah. Did you have her other kid take it?
I'm sure, no, the other kid was sitting on the counter.
Oh, that's right.
And then, so it must have been her husband taking the picture. So
I think Pink has got this under control.
I'm pretty sure those kids were never in danger.
Right.
Imagine when you were kids and what your parents, the things your parents did while you were in the kitchen or whatever. It's like, come on.
People need to calm down.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.